So, of course, as you've been hearing, it's Children in Need, a week on Friday, and here at BBC Radio Cumbria, four of us presenters, with our little helpers as well, are taking part in the Great British Bake Off meets The Apprentice for Children in Need challenge. The idea being that we need to raise as much money as possible for children in need by baking cakes, biscuits or what have you, and we start off with a budget of £100. Now, producer Sarah and myself are one team, and we need help. Boy, do we need help. So, earlier on this morning, I had a chat with Peter Freeth, who is the Training Director for MTD Sales Training, and I began by asking Peter, probably the million-dollar question, if you pardon the pun, how can we make sure that we double our money or more?
Well, the obvious answer is sell more cakes.
Yeah, true.
Sell more cakes, sell them at a higher margin, sell them at higher prices. These are all the typical ways that in any manufacturing business you'd increase profits or you'd increase your sales margin.
You say a higher margin. What exactly do you mean by that?
Margin is the difference between the selling price and the buying price of the ingredients and the production cost. So I'm taking it you're not factoring any cost of your time, so that increases your margin. So it's really your ingredients and how much it costs you to make each cake.
Peter, how much realistically do you think we can add on to the production price? You know, what can our profit margin be, do you think?
It's a very interesting question because that depends very much on how you sell the cake. If you're standing in the middle of a town square with a loud hailer shouting, come and get your cakes, then people's expectation of the price will be lower, and they will expect to pay less. And if they get there and they find the price is higher than they're expecting, they'll think, oh, those cakes are a bit expensive. If they know that it's for children in need, they might say, oh, well, it's for a good cause. But if you are being a bit more classy or a bit more targeted in the way that you're selling the cakes, then people's expectations will be higher. If you think of the popularity of cupcakes at the moment, for example, and they've got all these fancy icing and silver balls and all of these beautiful things on them that make them look fantastic, so they're twice as much as an ordinary fairy cake, but actually the production cost really isn't any higher.
I'll be honest with you, Peter, you hit the nail on the head where you said if you're going to stand in a square with a loudspeaker trying to attract people, I think that's what we're going to be doing. Do we need something else then? Do we need a quirkier idea if we're going to be able to sell our cakes and sell them well and in abundance?
Quirky idea is really interesting. A quirky idea will make you stand out from the crowd. Whether people like that or not, you can't control. So what a quirky idea will do is it will polarise your market. It will attract certain types of people. So in order to come up with a quirky idea, rather than just doing something that's a bit crazy or a bit different, think about who you want to buy your cakes, think about how much they want to spend on your cakes, and then tailor your idea and your presentation to attract those people.
Okay, so me with a chef's hat and a loudspeaker, you don't think is hitting the quirkiness levels that we could achieve?
I'm guessing that somebody who makes cakes or bakes or cooks in any way wearing a chef's hat is not out of the ordinary for people's expectations.
Fair point. How about I didn't wear a chef's hat?
Now that would be different.
Yes,
we're building. You'd probably get a call from the health and safety team.
Oh, for every yin, there's a yang, isn't there? I mean, we've got time before the actual date. It's Friday the 16th of November, Children in Need Day. I mean, for example, would you think that flyering would be a good idea, flagging up where we're going to be on the 16th?
Yeah, definitely. Flyers work in one of two ways. They either work as what's called a direct response method. In other words, on the bottom of the flyer, there's a call to action. There's a take action, do something about this. Maybe there's a money-off voucher or something like that. The other thing that they do is they raise awareness. People very, very rarely buy something the first time they see it or hear about it. So the more exposure they get beforehand, when they then are in the town centre on the morning and they see you there and you're advertising the cakes, in the back of their minds, they're saying to themselves, oh, I already knew about this. And that sense of familiarity brings a sense of comfort or confidence in what they're buying. And that can work. And again, how you write that message influences what price you can sell your cakes at.
Anna, you say how you write the message. How should we write that message?
Well, if you think about why people will be buying the cakes, people will make a decision to buy the cakes before they've tasted the cakes.
Yeah.
So what most people would do is they would focus on the quality of the cake or the presentation of the cake. They'd say these are the best cakes in town, they're the most delicious, the most beautifully made, they're handcrafted, they're organically produced and so on. But actually, in terms of the customer's buying decision, they're all irrelevant because they don't get to find out any of that until they've made the decision. So instead it's about, if you think of the couple of things that are absolutely unique about your cakes in the town on that day, firstly is the children in need connection.
Yeah.
Secondly is the fact that they'll be able to buy the cakes from celebrities.
Why, who's going to be there?
Well, you.
Oh, sorry, yes. Sorry, just when you said the word celebrity, you confused me for a moment.
And, you know, how many people, when they see, you know, the local radio station in the town, want to go up and, you know, make a, you know, have somebody read out their birthday wishes or something like that. So people love to engage with that. And it's the and that creates the brand. It's the brand that people engage with, that engage with the cakes after they've bought them.
So we really need to kind of push the, you know, the radio station's going to be there, come and say hi, and also the major point is, of course, we're raising money for a great cause.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a chance to come along, get involved in something really unique and really special and really different, and, you know, maybe to have your name read out on the radio, maybe you could say, we'll take your name, if you buy a cake, we'll take your name, and we'll read you out a message on the radio, something like that. That's what hooks people to buy, is not the promise of a great cake. They could go into any of dozens of shops in the towns and buy their favourite cakes, probably shops they go to on a regular basis. You're there as a one-off, so your message has to be different to that. And that's what I mean about standing out. It has to be something different.
One last question to you, Peter, before I let you go. I'm not a very good cook. I'm not so sure how good a cook producer Sara is. Would it be advisable for us to really, really play on the charity angle and not worry about the quality of the cakes?
Yeah, and I think this almost falls into the theory Richard Wiseman has about Christmas cracker jokes, that we all enjoy them because they're bad and they create a shared experience that doesn't pick on anyone. So if you think your cakes are really awful, then make something of it. If you think about the old Fall and Rise of Reginald Perrin, and he created this retail giant called Grot, where everything they sold was rubbish. But people bought it because it was rubbish, because that was the deal and it was funny or it was quirky or they were presents for somebody you hate. So if you think the cakes are terrible, say buy four cakes and give them to somebody you don't like.
I like that.
Take them to school, give them to your teacher, that sort of thing.
That's good.
And people will think, nah, they're not serious. And then when they taste them, they realise, actually, you were serious.
Yeah.
But it's all for a good cause, anyway.
It is. It is. Well, like I said, I could be doing us an early disservice yet, because we haven't set about making the cakes.
I'm sure that'd be fantastic.
Thank you, Peter. And I must point out as well, we will be having professional help. We will be having a top chef helping us bake the cakes, so I'm sure they'll turn out just fine. But listen, Peter, your advice, your marketing advice, and your sales skills have been very greatly received this morning. Thanks for your time. That's Peter Freeth, Training Director of MTD Sales Training. Peter, thank you very much. By the way, how many cakes shall I put you down for?
I'll take two.
Now, by my reckoning, if Peter's very kindly taken two cakes already, does that mean at this early stage that, dare I say it, producer at Sara and I, we're in the lead?